Hello and welcome to Straight Talk, Supply Chain Insights, the podcast for your supply chain leader who is on the go and wants to be in the know. And now, your host, Laura Ciceri.
Welcome to the Supply Chain Insights Global Summit Digital Showcase. Today, I'm interviewing Coupa, and Coupa purchased LlamaSoft, and I have Madhav here, who's going to represent Coupa as we think about Supply Chain 2030. Madhav, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Laura. Glad to be here.
Tell the group a little bit about yourself.
Well, I spent almost 24 years in supply chain space, all along in the technology, supply chain technology space. And one thing I would say is never a better time to be a supply chain tech professional than now. My prior experiences include I2 Technologies, Blue Yonder, Kinaxis, LlamaSoft, as you mentioned, now part of Coupa. And what I do here is I'm vice president of supply chain strategy. In my role, I work very closely with my product teams, very closely with our customers, as well as with influencers and thought leaders such as you, Laura. So that's my role. And by academic background, I'm a chemical engineer, just like Laura is. But, you know, at heart, I'm a supply chain professional now.
Yeah, and you're a doctor and I'm not. But anyway, as we think about the Supply Chain Insights Global Summit, one of the things we're going to be doing is focusing on Supply Chain 2030. And, you know, if we had to forecast what 2020 would look like, we probably could not have been that imaginative. But as we think about 2030, what do you think is important for people as they plan and improve supply chain processes?
Okay, I'll probably break it down into three or four different areas. So first thing is, let's start with the shifts that are happening across industries. If you look at automotive industry right now, single digit percentage of cars being sold are electric. By 2030, about a third of the vehicles that will be sold are going to be electric. If you look at pharmaceutical industry, there is a strong push towards personalized medicine, biologics, biosimilars, and all that. If you look at consumer packaged goods, right, there is increasing push towards locally grown, locally sourced, and sustainable packaging, so on and so forth. What does all this mean? The entire supplier network and the entire ecosystem is going to become far more dynamic. Organizations can no longer live in this world of we design our supply chains once and then keep running the same mode for the next foreseeable future, right? So the whole supply chain optimization, supply chain design is going to be far more dynamic. The second thing we should talk about is the increasing push both from a regulatory and government standpoint in terms of securing the supplies for the citizens of their countries, of their trading blocks and whatnot. When you translate that into what it means for supply chains, we're going to see more shift towards the nearshoring or onshoring. Again, is the pendulum going to swing all the way back? I don't think so. It's going to be extremely hard to untangle what we had built over the decades, but there will definitely be a little bit more of the regionalization of the supply chains. So that's the other thing that is going to happen. The third thing is the disruptions are going to stay, and unfortunately, more and more of those have to do with environmental related, weather related disruptions. So let's be prepared for that. But let's also proactively start impacting the world that we live in, right? So that's going to be more important than ever. The last one actually puts me on a fairly optimistic note, because as the supply chains become more dynamic, it presents an opportunity for newer players to come into the market as the traditional industries get disrupted, an opportunity for minorities and women to take a bigger role when it comes to supply chains 2030. And I'm very optimistic about that. Right now, about 75% of the senior roles in supply chain are occupied by males, but hopefully we'll get to see more diversity, both in terms of females as well as minorities.
Well, and one of the things we're going to be talking about at the Supply Chain Insights Global Summit is digital transformation with both simulation and what-if analysis in designing supply chain flows, and the need for demand visibility and to be able to put the construct for that agility in place. But one of the barriers, Madhav, is, as I see it, good discussion is talent, people that understand how to design supply chains, what is supply chain excellence. And we also have on the third day where we're going to be talking about that with educational panel. But what do you think organizations need to do in terms of organizational readiness to be able to drive that, to use the technologies right?
So the some of the best performing organizations, you'll probably hear from a customer or two of ours, Laura, at your event as well, is they're establishing these centers of excellence, right? Where you're bringing in people who are steeped in advanced analytics and the supply chain optimization technologies, provide them an opportunity to elevate themselves in their organization and learn from each other, right? Oftentimes, people are not just there for making more money or things like that, but the gratification that you derive from the work you do and the purpose it delivers is going to be important. So we see centers of excellence as an excellent vehicle towards that. The other thing is investing in skills. And even the mid-career professionals, how many people actually go through and take courses such as the one that you're organizing as part of your event, right? How many people actually step out of their comfort zones, their day-to-day? Part of it is also individual responsibility to make sure that we're constantly challenging ourselves. That's going to be important. Organizations need to foster that. Last but not the least, academic institutions and connections with academic institutions. How do you catch the talent young and make sure that you're engaging in whether internship programs or sponsored research, so on and so forth? Get your name out there and catch them young and bring this new talent into the workforce. And being at the forefront of that is going to make a big difference for organizations.
You know, I was at Informs and I sat beside a brilliant new hire for an automotive company that was using Coupa, e.g. LlamaSoft, to basically look at material flows into manufacturing. And he was struggling with his understanding of his leadership team about how to best use the output. And so I encourage everyone to stop by the coffee pot with Madhav and have the discussion about how can they better support people that are trying to do this modeling, because I think we've got to lift up the organization because, sure, Madhav, as you and I often talk about, very few people actually do this as part of an ongoing process. And it's one thing to say you're going to have a center of excellence, but it's another thing to say that you're going to really use the tools to drive the outcomes. You know, I have a Peloton bike, but it's only as good as I use it, right?
I think you bring up a great point, right? One of the things that we also notice is sometimes you may focus too much on the mathematical answer as right. opposed to how am I going to package that and deliver to the broader organization. And to even senior leaders in the organization, let's not assume that everybody understands supply chain, even after these 2.5 years, that's to the right. same degree as we all do, right? So right. really translating those insights in a manner that is consumable for the broader organization is a key skill set.
And I think that is really a missing link that I'm hoping people have the conversation. And I want to really encourage the dialogue in the room at the event so that we can really explore what is supply chain excellence, how do we build that agility, and how do we use output from design tools. So I look forward to seeing you at the summit.
I look forward to the same, Laura. They're always exciting. So look forward to more energizing conversations.
All right. Until then, see you in Washington.
See you there.